Tony McMullen, the New South Wales SES Southern Zone Incident Controller, joins me right now. Tony, the Murrumbidgee reached its peak. What's the latest?
The river is falling at Wagga, so at 6:30 this morning, it was around 8.45 metres. So last night, we were able to issue return safeties to two streets in that area. That's Mills and Gardiner Street in North Wagga. The other streets that were under the order are still under that evacuation. But things are looking good that we will have crews out there this morning to clear those, inspect those streets and access to those houses and the damage so people can return safely. But those orders, I need those crews to go out today and do those inspections before I can issue people to return safely to their homes.
In terms of clean-up, do you require any community support?
At this point, we haven't seen much damage to properties at this stage. It's just access to the roads and access back into those properties. I do encourage people to call 132 500, the SES number, if they have any damage to their property, so we can get crews out there to assess and then provide assistance through the community.
What's the latest for those downstream Narendra, Darlington Point?
At this stage, the river is moving down towards Narendra, the floodwaters down that way. We're expecting moderate flooding down there, and that's starting to occur now. So we will be moving SES resources and that focus as the river moves south, and keep an eye on what the communities need along that river system between as the water moves down through Narendra, Darlington Point, places like that.
It's good news that the river is dropping, but what does that mean for some road closures around the region?
Need people to be aware that the river is only falling slowly at this point. So some roads are still being impacted and closed. So to be patient and understand that people's safety comes first and the roads need to be cleared, inspected by council before they're reopened. That might take a little while, but I do know that all the emergency services and partners are working towards getting everything reopened again, as long as it's a safe way of doing so.
Tony McMullen, New South Wales SES Southern Zone Incident Controller, thank you.